Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here. Based on analysis of Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data first half 2025, compatible device and plan required. For T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host.
There's no human being on the planet I'd rather be talking to than Pat from Playtassie, because he's so smart. He has the best traps in the podcast world. He's a doctor, and he's actually the doctor. I think you have multiple PhDs, don't you?
I have a lot.
You have a lot of them. You're a doctor of the physical condition, and you're the doctor of fake trades. Doctor Fake Trade. So, congratulations. You have a new nickname.
Yeah, thank you. Many people know me as Dr. Fake Trade. I've been saying it for a while. My patients actually only refer to me as Dr. Fake Trade. It's been going on for a while now. No complaints yet.
Have any of your patients like said, I thought you looked familiar, or at least you sound familiar? Oh yeah, you're the one who had the absurd fake trade for Louis Robert. And then they walked out of the office and said, I'm sorry, you can't possibly treat me.
Yeah, so that's actually my biggest fear. No, that has,
we were talking about it on the previous, and we're going to get into the Tarek Skubal's fake trades. We were talking about that. People have already listened to it, a couple good ones, with your Playtassie cohorts, Sammy and Gordo. And we were trying to go back to the history, the 30 for 30 on the Who Says No. Oh, and we think that it began with Lance Lynn. That might have been the first one that was done. It was like this wave of White Sox. Everybody on that White Sox roster was getting fake trades done. Like, but then we were trying to figure out who coined the term Luis Robert.
Oh, it was me. And No. It was me, and it's Louis Robert. That's what it was.
All right. But you would admit you actually thought that's how you said his name, correct?
Oh, I, for the longest time, thought that's how you said his name. I was just, oh, he's Cuban. There's got to be some kind of flair to it. Surely it's Louis Robert.
No, that's borderline politically incorrect. I don't like. Was like, was there's accent a goose flying around all over the place? I mean, it has to be Louis Robert.
It has to be. It was just how I just
that was
just
that was, how my that's what I like. I knew I'd like the cut of your guys' jibs because I'm like, because not only bringing knowledge to the Who Says No, but bringing entertainment. Like, I'm sure you listened, but when I was talking about the offer, what I heard the Tigers offer to Scooble, the reaction was a guffaw. He guffawed at the offer. And of course that wasted five more minutes because Gordo had to look up the word guffaw. So
checks.
If you have to do that now, I'll wait for you if you want.
No. Gordo needing to Google that match.
You know what word, you know what guffaw means?
Yeah. Like scoff at.
Yeah. Yes. Laugh while ridiculing. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So that was a test on the doctor test. What's the doctor test? What do you have to do the doctor test?
My doctor test sucked. My doctor test was, I think it was 5 hours, 275 questions.
Ooh. What do you get?
You need, it's like a sliding scale. I think you need like a 600 to pass. I got over 600.
Like that? You mean like 60? You have to get a 60%?
No. Based on the difficulty, the questions are graded different. So like the really hard questions are worth, say, I don't know, 3 points. Then the layups are 1 point. It's a math system above my pay grade.
We should do a doctor test in order to classify to be a doctor of fake trades. We should do a test.
We should. We should dig up old ones and quiz each other on our horrific Who Says No from years past.
We should. Most of them have to do with the 2023 Chicago White Sox.
Oh, no. The worst one. You can look this one up. I think it's still on the Baseball Isn't Boring feed. You can look it up. Sammy, I believe, proposed Tanner Houck and Roman Anthony for Jesus Luzardo.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. I mean, that's not so crazy. Roman
Hindsight. Anthony, Hindsight's 2020. Hindsight's 2020.
Did we mock him at the time?
I feel like we did, yeah. I feel like we did.
There's worse than ones than that. I mean, I'm not even talking about the Boba Chet one with your partner, Joe. I mean, that's an all-timer. That's almost like that's just you push to the side. But there must be some other ones. I mean, because... You
There's
know,
plenty.
Fast and furious. So we're doing Tarek Skubal, and I got to go back in my notebook to find the ones. I want your opinion on the ones that were done before you give yours. And yours is for the Phillies, which I'm glad you're doing because it's a different team. So Gordo did two. He did the Cubs. So the Cubs one might have been the worst of the bunch. Justin Steele. Who's hurt?
Yep.
Jackson Wiggins, prospect. Owen Casey, good prospect. Those three for Tarek Skubal.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it's
the Steele thing derails that.
Steel thing derails it, and then I like Owen Casey's a solid prospect, but if you're moving to Scooble, you want like a true blue chip. I don't think Owen Casey's really that. That was my least favorite of the three.
I actually liked his Red Sox one. And that was Jarren Duran, Witherspoon first round pick from last year, and Conley early. I thought that was a pretty good one.
Yeah. So for me, my thought process was the Tigers are a team built to win now, and then with their farm, they're built to win for a while. So you restock on some arms that they really don't have in the farm, and it's because they've all graduated. And then you get some plug-and-play Pop and Duran. That one I did like. I think value-wise, that about tracks maybe.
Yeah. And I think you're also – the Red Sox wouldn't say this, but they're selling high on Conley early, I feel like, right now. So, yeah. Yeah, but you sell high on Conley early. It's called the Kaysen Gabbert, and you have no idea who Kaysen Gabbert is because you weren't even born in 2007. But Kaysen Gabbert is a guy – when Eric Gagne was traded to the Red Sox at the trade deadline, they traded Kaysen Gabbert, David Murphy, who went on to have a decent career, not spectacular, but decent outfielder, and a guy named Angel Beltre, who did nothing. But Kaysen Gabbert had gone on this run right before the trade deadline of, like, I don't know, seven starts where he was great. So he gets put in this huge trade, centerpiece, whatever it is. Next thing I know, last I heard, Kaysen Gabbert was coaching at IMG Academy. In fairness, it was 18 years ago. So even if he was good, he'd probably be coaching at IMG Academy. So the other one was Sammy, and he just basically said, and he's been ridiculed by Mets fans all day.
Yeah.
For 1 year, of potentially 1 year of Tarek Skubal. Everybody, Nolan McLain, Jet Williams, Carson Bench, David Peterson. So three guys, the top three guys, actually all four, you could make a case for being key contributors for the Mets next year. A lot of people would say, well, Nolan McLain is going to be maybe not as good as Tarek Skubal, but he's going to be an ace. He's going to be number one. And David Peterson was an all-star. He was bad in the second half. Then you have two of the top prospects. It's a lot for – and that's the problem with this, which we'll get into. The problem is that you can't just say, oh, well, he's going to sign the extension. Like, you can't just say that.
No.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't the difference in some of these trade proposals we've had, like, for instance, for Crochet last year or for Soto a couple of years ago when San Diego got him. When you have a couple of years, you have a couple of years to play with. You have 1 year to play with. This is why, you know, the Yankees had 1 year to play with when it came to Soto. This is the price you pay. The Yankees getting Juan Soto is the price you pay. You get a really, really good player that helped you get to the World Series, that undeniably was a good acquisition for that year, but you aren't able to lock him up, and you gave up some key guys. So anyway, any comments before you give those?
Yeah, the Sammy one, I think, was the biggest over. So I didn't like the Cubs one, and I didn't like the Mets one for opposite reasons. I think the Cubs one's just not an overly appealing package for the best pitcher in the league. And then the Mets one, that you can't mortgage a franchise like that for a potential 1 year of Tarek Skubal. Yeah. So that was where I stood on those two. That Sox one probably value-wise adds up the best, I would say. But
not nearly as good as the one that you're going to about to give. So
I hope we'll see.
We'll see. All right. Philadelphia Phillies. Now let's set the stage for this. Okay. Yep. The Philadelphia Phillies, they are at a crossroads right now. Kyle Schwarber, free agent, your best pitcher coming off injury. You're not sure like when he's coming back. Who else is a free agent? Well, Castellanos is a free agent. JT Realmuto is a free agent.
Yep. Ranger
Suarez is a free agent. So you're going to have some turnover there. typically what a team would say, well, we got to have turnover. We're going to have to supplant some of it, especially if we want to keep some guys or re-sign some guys with some of these younger players. But they've already traded some of these younger players, as Dombrowski has wanted to do in the Yoan Duran trade. So if you're going to give up guys, it's going to be difficult. And I will say this, and I know you're going to address all this, but for this team right now, even with the injury to
Zach Wheeler,
you and even with Ranger Suarez going to free agency, you're still kind of dealing from a position of strength a little bit, maybe not, depends on Wheeler. But, you know, you do have Lizardo, you do have Sanchez, and those two alone, not a lot of teams have those two at the top. You figure Nola's going to be better than he was. His year was just a weird one with the injuries.
Yeah.
Okay. But at the same time, why not? So that's what I will say. Who says no? Philadelphia Phillies, Tarek Skubal, why not? ... The floor is yours.
All right. So my who says no is the Phillies get Tarek Skubal, obviously.
Ooh.
The Tigers get Andrew Painter.
Okay.
Justin Crawford.
Ooh.
And Orion Kerkering.
Ooh.
So let me explain the thought process. So the Tigers are obviously in this weird spot where Skubal's got 1 year left. I would bet the ranch that he's not going to re-sign there. Not because I don't think he wants to. I just don't think they meet that price tag. I don't think they organizationally can reach that price tag. So you got to capitalize on trading the best pitcher in baseball. To me, that means getting a potential future ace, a team's number one prospect, which you get in Painter. You also have an incredible farm system and some young guys already up. So you have Max Clark, who is just unreal, top five prospect. You have a couple of other guys there. You have Riley Green, who's already up. So to me, a future outfield.
McGonigal,
yep. So to me, a future outfield of Riley Green, Max Clark, Justin Crawford that's just incredible. Justin Crawford doesn't really hit for pop. He hits for average, and he has incredible speed. That's something in a big ballpark like Comerica that'll play. You need to manufacture runs there. And then Orion Kerkering, to me, is kind of like just a really nice cherry on top, because that's a team that desperately needs controllable bullpen help there. Kerkering obviously didn't have the end of a postseason
but forget how dominant he was.
He's great. Yeah. He's great. 3.3 ERA this year. So for me, Tiger side, they get a potential co-ace to pair up with Jackson Jobe for the next decade. And then that young core of McGonigal, Green, Clark, Crawford, Rainier, Briseño, Painter, that's just, you can't find a team in baseball with a better core group of young guys than that Tigers team. And then they get the back end relief in Kerkering. On the Phillies side of things, the Phillies fit to me is they really just kind of checked off a couple boxes that I had for a team that could trade for Skubal. It's a team that can afford to extend him if he so chooses, a team that has the prospect pool to actually acquire a Skubal, and then kind of playoff team, an appealing destination, whatever. You'll notice I didn't say need for an ace. They don't need an ace. What they do get out of this trade, though, is a three-headed monster that is the best in Major League Baseball. Dodgers, great, awesome, sweet. If you can go into a 3-5 or 7 game series and you can trot out Skubal, Wheeler, and Sanchez with Luzardo as your 4, Nola as your 5, you become borderline impossible to beat. I don't care what the offense looks like. You're just a run prevention unit. That being said, in terms of the farm system, losing Painter, that's a big blow, especially if they're with all this turnover, they want to implement the young core. I get that. But they also just drafted Gage Wood from Arkansas last year, who has ace upside. You still have that. You still hold on to Aiden Miller, who's their number 2. And then they have the payroll flexibility after the 2026 season to be able to extend a Skubal. Because, like you said, Castellanos is off. After next year, Walker, Luzardo are off. There's some things there. And then obviously, Skubal becomes the heir apparent to Wheeler whenever he proclaimed that he was retiring after 27 or whatever it was. So that's how I ended on that. That's my thought process there.
I it's a solid thought process. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I do, and this is a only part of the conversation, but it's I'm living in the present right now when it comes to this postseason. And what you're talking, you don't know what's going to happen over the course of a season, but at the same time, if you can have, I feel like the postseason, what should be learned from this postseason, which teams will not learn from, I guarantee you, is the value of what you're talking about. The value of having legit old school, hey, you know what? We're going to run out. Every guy we're going to run out for the first three games of the series is going to dominate for seven innings. How many teams have that? How many teams have had that in the postseason? The closest are the Dodgers, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, and what we have seen is the lesson that nobody learned from last year, which was you can bob and weave your way through this stuff, but your bullpen's going to wear down. Like, it happens every time.
Yeah.
Every time. And, you know, the first time I realized this was when Tampa was doing it in 2020. You know, obviously you have the Blake Snell game, but Nick Anderson, remember Nick Anderson?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nick Anderson was nails until he wasn't. Why? Because he kept having to pitch. Like, you, I think one of the things that had doomed Toronto, and I know they're not hitting like they did, but what doomed Toronto the other day was not having Kevin Gausman, the one guy that you can say we're going to have him pitch deep in the games and help us save our bullpen, not allow him to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and, but that's my point, is that if you're going to build a team, and also you know it's going to be a good team so you can manage the workload of those guys, that's how you do it. Anyway.
Yeah, and that was kind of the thought process. And especially in any series, you need valuable quality innings from your starter. If you play in the wild card series and you have that three-game set, and then you go into a division series, you're as good as dead if you're not the Dodgers. And you don't have at least two, I would say three, very good starters who can give you innings. So that was the other thought of the process here, is you just set yourself up so incredibly well for a deep postseason run when you can turn to three different guys and expect at least five to six quality innings out of them.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like you crap on the Phillies for not advancing, but you know, look at what Sanchez did for them. I mean, it's like, I mean, their thing is, I think the reason the Phillies lost was just because the guys they are paid to be the alphas, the guy at the top of the order, didn't do anything. I mean, the one game that they did, they won. That's how it works. That's another piece of this equation. There's two things. The things that we just talked about with pitching, and then there's the good luck getting through this section of the order. And this is why I like Seattle, because if you get a good Julio Rodriguez, a Rosarena, Big Dumper.
Taylor Suarez, Dumper, yeah.
Big Dumper, I'm afraid about Suarez, but, you know, like Cal Raleigh, Julio Rodriguez, Polanco. Right? There you go. It's just like last year World Series. Mookie, Freeman, Otani, Yankees, Soto, Judge, Stanton. Like, that's how it works. And that's the other part of this equation. And the Phillies still have that. But Schwarber isn't going to go anywhere. They're going to say to Schwarber,
yeah,
they're going to be like, tell us your best offer you got and we'll just match it or top it, whatever. So anyway, I like it. Like, I don't know if they'll do it, but I like it. And everyone will scream and yell, Pat, and say, oh, look at Dombrowski. There he goes again, gutting the farm system. Here's what I say to this. It's the same thing I say about the AJ Preller thing. Well, you've been saying that for whatever, how many years, and like it's the same conversation, and you're talking about a playoff team. Like, well, how are you getting the farm system if you're continuing to be a playoff team for the last 10 years?
Yeah, and like that's my thing with Dave, is he did the same thing in Boston where he like gutted the farm system. it equated to a ring. So to me, that's not gutting a farm system. That's doing anything and everything to win a championship.
Well,
if Philly does this trade and they win the World Series next year, no one cares about the trade.
No, you know, and you know what, as a quick aside, but the gutting the farm system thing, and we've said this before, with Dombrowski trades guys, you say, well, who's the guy that really came back? Who is the guy who came back to be the, no doubt about it, all-star? I'm not talking about Santiago Espinal. Espinal. But, like, who is the guy? Because what they'll say, the people rolling their eyes at Dave, would be like, oh, well, look, it's the farm systems are much deeper. That's fine. You're going to have major league players. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You're going to have more major league players in your farm system. But what you need to win are all-star major league players, and you can fill in the gaps with other things. You know, that's the thing that drives me nuts. Anyway.
Yeah. No, agreed.
Thank you. That's it. I just wanted you to agree with me.
Anytime.
There you go. Do you know who Pearl Jam is?
Yeah, of course I do.
All right, just checking. Yeah. I want to check your age. It's like like asking for ID. You
you know who Pearl Jam is? All right, you can go in.
Yeah, yeah. Roman Anthony? No, sorry. You got to go back to the minors. You don't know who Pearl Jam is. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for your excellence.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.